Penguin Random House Audio presents Crib Sheet, a data-driven guide to better, more relaxed parenting from birth to preschool by Emily Oster. Read for you by Carissa Vacker. Publisher's note. This audiobook includes a bonus PDF of graphs and tables, which can be viewed on any PC or Mac computer. Introduction. As infants, both my children loved to be swaddled, wrapped up tightly in blankets to sleep. Our blanket of choice was something called the miracle blanket, which involved a complicated wrapping procedure that only Houdini himself could have escaped. We had about 9 of these blankets, since we feared we would run out and have to use a swaddle covered in poop. Swaddling is great, and it can help your infant sleep. But there is a downside. You can't use it forever. At some point, your kid will get too big and you'll have to stop. Now, a first-time parent might not assume that this is a problem, but breaking the swaddle habit is no easy task. With our daughter, Penelope, kid number 1, breaking the swaddle led to worse sleep habits, followed by a long reliance on a product called the Rock and Play Sleeper, which I still have nightmares about. Other parents have told me stories of seeking secret online sources for larger size swaddles. There are women on Etsy who will create a swaddle blanket for your 18-month-old. Please note, just because there is a secret market for something on Etsy doesn't necessarily mean it's a good idea. One of the features of having a second child is you can have a do-over on all your perceived mistakes.